Good morning. We're discussing the concept of Medida. We're discussing the language which is permitted in conjunction with Medida. So Chazal said you cannot, there's a sort of language of Medida, of measuring, and the language of Damim, of mentioning money. So a person says, I want $5 worth of something, so I'm mentioning money. The person says, I want the 3 pounds of something, so I'm measuring mida. So there's an issue of damim and mida. However, there's a machlokes. What the Gemara means when it says that is it mean any mention of money is a problem? Any mention of mida is a problem? Because those are languages which are used in conjunction with purchasing. Or it means a specific usage, because sometimes a person uses those words just as a code word for the amount that they want. We're not discussing the idea of measuring. We're not discussing the idea of owing money. That I owe you money for purchasing, etc. That's the amount that I need. If it's a standardized type of usage, so a certain measure would just mean person says they want a gallon of wine. So that means they want a gallon of wine. They're discussing the idea that you're going to be measuring the gallon of wine, not measuring the gallon of wine. It's clear what it means. A person, there's a type of an item which is, there's a set price for it. They sell in this city, apples sell for $1 a piece. So I want $5 worth of apples, means I want 5 apples. So I don't have to weigh anything or do anything else. It's going to be a code word. So the second opinion says that's mutter. First opinion says that's usher. The Chayyim recommends we follow the first opinion, that you should not mention either of these things, even if you're not using it in regards to the idea of measuring or paying, using it as a way to indicate how much you want. The second opinion says that's mutter, and the Chayyim will tell us that it's preferred to go with the first way or the second way. If somebody does that, they have what to rely on. However, he comes and he differentiates that there are certain things where, because they're standardized, we can say, look at it and say, you're not really discussing a weighing process or a purchasing process. You're discussing an amount that you need, using these as code words. But if, after I mentioned that I'm going to have to weigh it, I want 5 pounds worth of cashews, you have to go out and measure 5 pounds of cashews. I don't know how many cashews that is. If you say that I want eggs are going for $2 a dozen, so I want $2 worth of eggs. I'm saying I want a dozen eggs. So that is a clearly standardized type of a thing. That's not a problem. But if I say I want $2.50 worth of eggs, you're going to have to sit there specifically and count out more than a dozen, which comes in a package. So I have to do a maisa of medida in conjunction with that. So a person mentions money or an amount that says, I want 5 pounds worth of something, I want $5 worth of something. And that would require some next step. So that's already a problem, because the person is basically saying, I want you to measure. He says, we'll do it after Shabbos, but you can't be discussing that process of the idea of you can't be requesting some type of measurement. So that's an issue on the Lekeach to mention it, on the Marker to mention it like that, but it's true of both of them. But then in the situation where it's mutter, according to this opinion, you still have to avoid the actual Medida issue. You can't do a Medida, you have to avoid the Medida issue. So that's the point that the Chayyim mentions back in Siman Zayin over here. So we have the Medida itself. We can avoid that by using the Kli as just a vehicle for transportation as opposed to a measure in the function of measuring. And we can avoid the language issue by saying, preferably using a language of give me something tainly, as opposed to Lashon of I want X amount to measure of something. Now, even according to the opinion, which is mutter, the halacha says that you can't make a total of many people that have in business. They would buy things on credit. Small stores, they would let people buy. You know, I need 2 apples, and so write it down on the card. After a week, they come back and say, okay, let's add it all up. How much do you owe? So a person can't say over here, listen, I've taken five pounds of apples from last week. I'll take another five, and I'll owe you 10. So then already he's discussing a business aspect of it, not just the vehicle, how to measure it. He's discussing a business aspect, and that's going to be yoster. So that's the end point that the Chayyarim says at the end. But that's going to be problematic. So this is the concept of Medida. We have to avoid the actual Medida process. We have to make sure we use a language which is permitted. Have a good day.